Hello, and welcome to Thought Patterns. I'm your host, Jason Trachtenberg, for this hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thought Patterns, entering and exiting, coming and going, giving and taking, in one ear and, as they say, out the other, unless you're the three-eared mouse. Thank you very much. I would like to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the weekend while you still have it, and an excellent work week, should you be lucky enough to be employed. Don't take your jobs for granted, folks, because, you know, not everyone. No, there's no tiptoeing in this studio. That is fine. That is fine. I was turning up these headphones here. How do you turn the headphones up? Headphones. Good afternoon. My name is Jason Trachtenberg, and we're here on Thought Patterns today on Radio Free Brooklyn. The pleasure is always mine, although sometimes I do like to share the pleasure. I'm not going to tell you otherwise, because why keep the pleasure all for yourself when the pleasure is there to be shared? We have a very, very, very special show today. I do have some special guests in the studio, who I'll get to momentarily, and it's our first time with guests. We also are going to be doing a moving meditation on the air. We're also going to be doing one of our favorite segments, which is sports, weather, and traffic together on the fours, as always. Some big events in the world of sports, weather, and traffic, as always. We'll be doing, of course, our usual culinary feature as well, too. What else do we have today? We also have jokes. I'll tell a few jokes, stories. I'll tell some stories, songs. I'll sing you a song. You know how I roll. Thought patterns. As far as I'm concerned, though, those are all thought patterns. There's various types. There's various kinds. But what I really, really, really want to talk to you about is a commentary that I wrote for today. It's not just any commentary. No, it's a culinary commentary. That's right. It's a culinary commentary. So let's begin with that. It's divided into two parts, part A and part B. And we'll start with part A. It's a culinary commentary. Shopping for groceries at your local food co-op is the healthiest and most economical way to live. This isn't my opinion, this is fact. Like there's a difference. Buying in bulk while eliminating many layers and levels of middle management and business monkey business, you become a smart shopper, a much smarter shopper. Do the dinner math. Beans times grains times vegetables times spices equals the number of possible different combinations, enough to make meals of a different variety for six lifetimes. For example, let's take breakfast. Oatmeal. Take three different kinds of oats, times two different kinds of cinnamon, times eight different kinds of apples, times six different kinds of nuts, times eight kinds of dried fruit, times three kinds of seeds, times two kinds of salt, equals 17,357,263,000,000 possible ways to make your oatmeal for breakfast. This is enough oatmeal to make a different type of oatmeal every day for your next seven or eight lifetimes. Oatmeal. Steel-cut oats is my choice. If you take anything away from the show today, please take away a pound of steel-cut oats. That's what I recommend. Part B of our culinary commentary. Part B. You are your best chef. Relying on anyone besides yourself for your food choices is an assault on your individuality and an invasion of the highest form of essence of this experience that we call life. If anyone is telling you what foods to eat, then that is an invasion of your privacy. Your diet is even more personal than your taste in music, your politics, or your job, because those are all non-subjective definitions of art, society, and commerce, with someone else's definition made for you, not by you. I mean, anyone can define themselves as an adjunct professor, a sales pro, a legal aide, social service provider, an artist type, or the like. But what can define who you really are and will instantaneously and or momentarily become than your own salad? This is a call to salad. And what's more personal than your choice of ingredients, especially when realized that you are in control of yourself and you are in control of one of life's most important functions, and that's eating. No one can ever control that ingredient ever again. So that's today's commentary about food choices. Just letting you know that you don't need to order in Seamless three times a day. You can seriously make your own way in this world and then therefore have a more individual definition of who you are based on that. Oh, okay. Speaking of making your own salad and you being your own salad maker, I'd like to talk about something that I've that I'm pretty excited about today, and that is I'd actually like to welcome everyone at this point of the show. I would like to welcome everyone to health. Easy, fast, fresh, and delicious. Health. And I'm your host and guide, Jason Trachtenberg, here on Thought Patterns. And today, we are going to make dressing, but not just any dressing. Yes, specifically, today's recipe is for miso, lemon, tahini dressing. Just the ingredients. Just three ingredients to better your health. Just three ingredients. Easy, fast, fresh, and delicious. Let's begin. But before we begin, let it be known that anyone can make their own salad dressings at home without all of the added oils, stabilizers, sugars, and salts that are commonly found in the big brand bottles. Now, I'm not here to make store-bought brand bottled salad dressings obsolete, but then again, maybe I am. Let's get started. Once again, three ingredients: miso, lemon, and tahini. That's all it is to make your own salad dressing. I've been making this dressing a bunch lately. Also, as an aside, before we begin the actual recipe, you can also add cayenne pepper powder. I recommend at least 35,000 international heat units. It does go up to 90,000 as well, too, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. And then also maybe a pinch of cumin as well, too. I'm not going to tell you the health benefits of cumin, C-U-M-I-N, but I'd recommend you look that up yourself on the internet. Now, look, I'm not trying to say the salad dressing is going to cure cancer, but you know what? The salad dressing is going to cure cancer, okay? These are pretty bold statements, but let me explain to you why that is once I get a little bit deeper into this recipe. Once again, we have three ingredients: miso, tahini, and lemon. Let me describe to you these ingredients. Miso is a fermented bean paste. I prefer chickpea miso due to its mild flavor, natural saltiness, and creamy texture. It has a delicious taste. It has a slightly bitter flavor. Tahini that's tahini. Oh, gosh. Okay. We're talking about miso here. I'll talk about tahini in a minute. Oh, my God. We have three ingredients. We shouldn't be confusing them. Okay. Once again, miso has a salty texture, and I prefer the chickpea variety. Okay. Tahini is a sesame seed paste, and then lemon is a lemon. Let me tell you about the recipe, and then I'll tell you about the specific health ingredients of these three ingredients and why the synergistic effect of combining these three ingredients can cure cancer. This salad dressing can cure cancer, but let me tell you how to make it first. Mix the three ingredients in a jar, any kind of jar will do, and add enough water, preferably filtered, enough to make a consistency of sort of like dressing. I would use approximately 5 tablespoons of miso paste, 2.5 tablespoons of tahini, and then 1 whole freshly squeezed lemon. If you're brave like me, keep the seeds in with your 90,000 international heat unit cayenne pepper powder. But I'm braver than most chefs. That's okay. I just let everyone know, I didn't come on the show to start bragging about my bravery in the kitchen. No, I came here to save your life. So one thing at a time, people. One thing at a time. Okay. Once again, the three ingredients: miso, lemon, tahini. Mix them in a jar. Stir and shake. Shake and stir, because sometimes stirring just isn't enough. Sometimes shaking isn't enough. So you have to stir and shake. And then, of course, add enough water just so for a lemon, for a consistency of dressing. That's how I roll. The texture may thicken up a little bit once the dressing is refrigerated. So once you bring your dressing out of the refrigerator, just add a little more water. At this point, you get even more dressing. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving, the dressing that keeps on dressing as it is. Not only will this versatile dressing, is it perfect for salads, but it's also more than a suitable topping for brown rice, quinoa, steamed vegetables, or a Sunday afternoon dip. Whatever that means to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not here to say that this dressing can cure cancer or reverse heart disease, but here are some of the benefits to this dressing. Health benefits of the three ingredients, particularly in order of the title of the dressing, which is miso, tahini, lemon, even though it was miso, lemon, tahini a few minutes ago. Miso is a fermented soybean or chickpea bean. It's a fermented paste. It's rich, like many fermented foods, which really aid the digestion, and I'll tell you about that momentarily. It's rich in B vitamins, copper, manganese, vitamin K, phosphorus, and getting back to the B vitamins, especially B12, which is everyone's favorite. B12 has the best publicist, doesn't it? And it contains many minerals, contains all eight essential amino acids. Count them. Has a smooth, tangy taste, miso. It's a fermented food. That means it's loaded with probiotics for better immunity, better digestion, and better moods. I'm feeling so good right now. I had some earlier before coming to the show. Miso lowers the bad, which is the LDL cholesterol, and studies have shown that miso can reduce the risk of cancer and protect against the damages of radiation. This according to a study from the University of Hiroshima, where they know about such things. It also lowers blood pressure. That's a good start. Tahini, the second ingredient, is made from ground sesame seeds. It's a good source of protein and healthy fats, has a rich nutty flavor, good source of dietary fiber, and a good source of vitamins, all the B vitamins, including B12, copper, iron, helps regulate cholesterol and normalize blood pressure. That's the tahini. Also the tahini, it's ground sesame seeds, people. It helps prevent arteriosclerosis. Oh, and I added an extra syllable there. That's okay. It helps prevent arteriosclerosis. There we go. And cut. Okay, that was perfect. We'll use the fix that in post. Okay. Tahini also balances hormones. It boosts the nutrient absorption. So, in other words, some of the vitamins and nutrients you get from the miso will be better absorbed as a result of the tahini, creating a synergistic effect. Promotes healthy cell growth. In fact, tahini has 163% of your daily recommended allowance of copper, providing relief from rheumatoid arthritis. It's high in calcium, magnesium, with a nutty, delicate taste. The third ingredient, lemons. Lemons are an alkalizing superfood rich in vitamin C and flavonoids, a good stimulant for the liver. They provide powerful antibacterial, which is great first thing in the morning, is a cup of room temperature lemon water, seeds included if you're a badass like me. Lemons strengthen the blood vessels, which is really important if you're into that kind of stuff. Lemons contain 22 anti-cancer components. I'm going to say that one more time because I said it. Lemons contain 22 anti-cancer compounds. Let's try this together, gentlemen. Lemons contain 22 anti-cancer compounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you mix the three together, and it creates lemon miso tahini dressing. And it is so good. You put it on your Sunday dip. I mean, I joke because I care and because I really, really love
Jason. You're such a dad.
Such a dad. Well, did I mention that this dressing is good for kids? Did I mention that? It's kids love it. Get them off the microwave popcorn or put the lemon miso tahini on the microwave popcorn and then eliminate the radioactive effects of the microwave popcorn. These kids will live forever.
Healing, live forever.
Nothing more than healing. I was singing that song. That's a song. They don't run them like that anymore now, do they? No, they don't. Okay. So that's your lemon miso tahini dressing for you. Oh, mm-hmm. So let me tell you something else I've been thinking about a lot lately. Everyone's really talking about the farm-to-table movement. Everything's farm-to-table. Well, you know what, people? Guess what? Neither apply.
Lower carbon footprint.
Not necessarily, Christian. Let me explain.
Shots fired. What? Mind blown, broken. Yes.
Here it comes. Let me explain to you that farm-to-table is not exactly all that it's cut out to be. No. In fact, if I could get a little more specific, here we go. Because it's not necessarily farm to table. Here's what's really going on. It's not farm to table. Here's what it is. It's planter to picker to packer to trucker to distributor to another trucker to loader to unloader to prepper to line cook to sous chef to head chef to out of work actor, waiter to busboy to washer to dryer to table. Okay, so it's not farm to table. They make people sound like, oh, I'm just living on the farm. Nope. The only way it's farm to table, the closer way would be to volunteer at a food co-op, and even that, there's still at least half of those steps involved. So for those of you out there, you know, dining there in your West Village restaurant, thinking you're all farm to table and you go out to dinner in your boots and everything, why don't you try working in the kitchen for a little bit and then then you can add a couple more steps to your farm to table.
But I mean, like, technically, if you're going to walk all the way to some farm and bring your food back to you, then I guess, yes, that's from farm to table. Yeah. But other than that, like, somebody else probably would have to do all of that for you. No,
all
like...
of those people. It's a small community is involved from point A to point B on that one. So just something to think about, that there is no farm to table. Okay.
Okay.
Just saying. Okay. Fine. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble there. Listening to Christian Baxter, actually, who's our special guest here today, who will get some proper bits here in a little bit. But before we do that, one of the things I'm pretty excited about on today's show is why today's show is going to be different than our previous shows. And real quick, we are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and the show is called Thought Patterns. I'm Jason Trachtenberg, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We have a little bit of news to mention on the show, and that is that our show has been a monthly show for the last year, but mm-hmm. we have heard through the various grapevines, like it's not through the grapevine, it's through the grapevines, because, you know, there are many, many grapevines, that our show has been bumped up to a weekly show.
Upgrade.
Hello. And so I'm pretty excited about that, because just think of all the recipes I can share with you. I'm gonna make you guys all live to 1,000 due to my advice.
Healthy,
nothing more than healthy. So, I'm gonna get a little serious on your asses here for a second. I've never done this on the air before, but we are going to do a guided sound meditation on thought patterns, and I'm gonna take this very seriously, and to the best of my abilities. And I was talking to my wife Tina about doing a sound meditation on the air. And basically, the understanding was the worst that could happen was it'll be effing hilarious, right? That's the worst that'll happen. The best that'll happen is there could actually be a little bit of consciousness grown here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Connection on air, yes. Like,
have the internet actually used for a spiritual mechanism like it was intended for. All these inventions were intended to really better the humanity, you know, the radio, the TV. Oh, yeah, the TV is going to be great for humanity, especially cable TV. Oh, it's really going to help evolve us, HBO. And when the internet came out, oh, everyone's going to get a platform. Everyone's going to have their own voice. Meanwhile, it's, you know, PepsiCo, Texaco, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But here we are. So.
People will be people.
I'd like to encourage everyone to take a deep breath. Or at least a medium breath if you're having any asthma problems. So I'm going to start with the first one. Get a deep breath in. Through the nose?
Yes.
Through the nose, not through the mouth.
Chimes. Yes. Okay.
So everyone just take a deep breath into the nose and out through the mouth. We'll hold it. Let's do one more because I was cracking up. Hold on. Hey, no smoking in the studio. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Okay, I'm sorry. Right, at least there weren't any drinks on the console.
Fail.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do one more deep breath after the meditation because that one was a little off. Here, this is going to sound really weird. Okay. Okay, we're gonna do 10, yes. 10 gongs on the – 10 chimes on the gong, and then we'll do the guided meditation. 10. Because 10 is the lowest possible round number besides zero. Here we go. If I did zero, what would be the point of zero gongs on the gong? Okay, 10 gongs on the gong. And please continue to take in deep breaths through the nose, if you have one. I know some of it could be the noseless listeners. I don't want to discriminate against anyone on the show. Okay. And then out through the mouth, if you have one. Okay,
deep breaths. Deep breaths, folks. Deep breaths.
Into the nose, out through the mouth. We're going to do 10 gongs on the gong. Track.
You jerk.
Sorry. Just two more.
No gong for exhale? Really? Really? That's how he feels? Okay.
I told you I lost track.
The bird. Like, really? Okay. Food and meditation. Okay. Yes. Chimes are going right now.
I'd like to read two passages from a book called Natural Magic by Marion Green. This book was from the United Kingdom, and I picked it up there while there a few 10 years ago. We bookbound and media swamp people forget that in pre-TV days, pre-internet days, the common people used their minds to inform and guide them, allowing thoughts, plans, and the solutions to ordinary problems to flow quietly into their minds as they performed everyday tasks. This was not separate meditation as we have it today, a special art learned by practice and performed in special circumstances, but a way of preventing boredom and dullness from taking over their / our lives. You will find, if you open your senses, that the sights, sounds, and scents around you convey a great deal, awakening memories, recalling past events, and making future connections.
Mm-hmm.
Sight can be quickly attuned to see far more than the ordinary person notices just by consciously looking. Hearing can be sharpened by listening to silence. You will start to hear all kinds of sounds, which were just part of the background once you take off your headphones, turn off the indie rock, and walk quietly in the green places of your world.
Mm.
Yes, I added the indie rock part. Meditation is not induced or enhanced by shutting off all the sounds around you, but by being aware of those totally and being able to ignore them. You cannot stop the world or its roar. You can only deliberately teach yourself to overlook it. That is a matter of conscious decision, not of ignoring things in the hope that their troublesome nature will fade away and stop disturbing you.
Conscious decisions. Heal your mind. The JT Show.
Thought Patterns. With Jason Trachtenberg. On Radio Free Brooklyn. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Okay. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll be back with our special guest. We're going to take a quick musical break, and then be back with our special guests who are live here in studio with us. And look forward to getting to chat with our guests. But before that, let me do a quick musical break, and then we will be right back at you on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Once again, my name is Jason Trachtenberg. I am your host and guide for this hour of our soon-to-be weekly show, but as of now, we are still monthly until May, at which point we will become weekly.
And set your clocks, folks. It is now 4:23
and 43 seconds.
23.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick musical break, and then we'll be back with our special guests. The song I'd like got queued up here is a song by you can fight them if you want to, but I choose not to. By my favorite band of all time, the Beatles. And the song's Michelle, a song that apparently, from what I read, Paul McCartney was working on since he was a teenager. And then he fine-tuned it, and that's why it seemed like it was so prepared when they had. So this is Michelle by the Beatles, and we'll be right back after the song. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba words that go together well. Well, my Michelle, well. Michelle, Michelle, my belle. Sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble. It's French. Très bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand. Michelle, my belle, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. I need to, I need to, I need to, I need to. I need to make you see, ba ba da bum bum, oh, what you mean to me, to le boodle bump. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. Ba ba da ba ba da ba ba bum, ba ba da ba 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 I want you. I think you'd know by now. I'll get to you somehow. How? Until I do, I'm telling you so. You'll understand. Michelle, my bell. These are words that go together well. My Michelle. And I will say the only words I know that you'll understand.
Michelle.
That was Michelle by the Beatles. God damn. That is such a good song. So we're back here live in the studio. And I'd actually, we're for those of you who've listened to our show before, know that it's usually just me here in the studio talking about this, that, and of course, especially the other. But today, we are honored and pleased and quite excited to be breaking with tradition, but yet starting a nutrition. Mm-hmm. A nutrition. That was earlier in the show. Welcoming our first guests that we've ever had here on Thought Patterns into the studio. And I'm pleased to welcome, we have Christian Baxter. And
hello.
And Stephen Melson.
Hey.
And so let me let them do what they do, and then we'll get to know them a little bit better once the time comes. And once again, just on the Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg, I am your host.
So we're going to start off with a little something called So Insecure. Going out to you out there who've been through some interesting things. So here. I could tell you all everything I need, makes me wanna be right here with you. I could do it all, I could tell it all, but there's something about me, I can be so insecure. So insecure. So insecure. I can be so insecure. So insecure about what I want, what I really need. Everything that makes me me, a dream that can be reached, but there's something about me, I can be so insecure. So insecure. So I can be so insecure. So insecure. 'Cause there's something about me, I can fool you all, I can do it all. But when I look at me, I just lose it all, what it really means. 'Cause there's something about me, I can be so insecure. So about me. Cause lately I've been losing.
Live here on Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg, and that I think I know what the name of that song is.
Stop it! Stop.
So once again, we're joined by Christian Baxter, who's on vocals, and Stephen Melsom on guitar. So I'll tell you what. Before we talk about the background and our little story, like what I guess we can all be so insecure, right? If you think about it, I know it seems like you think that everyone else is so secure, right? I think, oh wow, he's so secure and she's so secure.
And you
think everyone else is, but there's no way that's possible, right? just by default, and just by, you know, the definitions of a lottery, you know, of like, you know, the Powerball, or just by definitions of Powerball, everyone, 999,900, if not everyone, must also think and be living a very similar experience that we are.
Yes.
Especially with the confidence thing, which is so important, and it's something that we could just bring out ourselves. I mean, we in general have complete control of it. Even if you go into a room or a party, everyone starts busting. Oh, you know, Jason, I hate that sweater. Like, you know, or like, oh, you look horrible. You know, I mean, I get it all sometimes. Like, oh, I hate your lemon miso teeny dressing. Or, you know, I walk into parties. They're like, oh no, Jason, we got to talk. No, so what?
Jason, we think it, we don't say it. Like,
that's
really.
Even worse. Is that worse? Who knows what they're really thinking? Because I know what I'm thinking. It's all horrible, mostly.
It's so, all in the look.
Oh God! So I'll ask you this, Christian. How do you deal with insecurity? Do you have any tricks to the trade you could let us know about?
You walk into the room and you enjoy yourself being there. As long as you're having a good time, everyone else has a good time. If you're the one of those who like, just be free, be open. I know it's hard. Yes. Initially that thought. So gravitate to those who are free and open. And then you incorporate a little pieces of yourself to those who already have opened up to everyone else. And it just makes it easier when you're around those who've already doing it. Cause then you're like, okay, you know, take your time. Be like, listen, you're already doing a lot of talking. I'm just going to give my couple of words in here already while in the middle of your talking. And then who knows, you got a conversation and then you feel more comfortable about talking with other people and doing other things. So I gather you either that person that just likes to be out in the forefront, or you like to be more reserved, have somebody jump out there and then you follow in and you ease your way in, and then they just enjoy you just as much as the person that jumped in initially. So just be open. Open, let go. I mean, if you let go, it's a lot easier. Be free.
Yeah, I remember that exactly. When I don't remember the first time I met you, but we recently reconnected at a gathering called the Open Brain.
Yes,
and I must say,
Open Brain.
So similarly to what you're saying, I was immediately drawn to how you effortlessly shapeshifted the room with your seemingly seamless blend of music, poetry, and comedy that ultimately uplifted the atmosphere. Through a call to consciousness of creativity. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of just brought the whole room up with your vibe. And because, you know, it was definitely it was a gathering of sorts, like any gathering. The Open Brain is not exactly an open mic, but it is an open mic. It's not one of these closed mics. You know, you go to these mics. Oh, it's a closed mic. Like, we know, go F yourself, right? You know where to stick your go closed mic. You know, oh God, you and your closed mics. So it was an open gathering in a kind of sterile. It was. I don't want to say a sterile office, but it was still like in an office.
Right? It was in an office, but yet it's so open. Anything from you can do websites, show how you wait, websites, dating sites, showing that you how to create an app, showing films, singing, poetry. What's your next newest invention? Discussion. It's so open. Initially, it's like, okay, wait a minute. This is like an office until you're sitting around all these people who just have all of these different ideas about whatever, and then you just expose yourself to just this, sometimes it's like really bright or sometimes just a dim room, and just do free.
It was a unique environment. I must say I was moved for a couple of days after that, and I came up with several good stories to tell my wife about that event, and definitely encouraged her to go. There was no list. You kind of just like naturally one trick I learned from the open brain is if you're ready to go on next, start commenting on the previous person's performance and then segue right into your act. Right, did you notice that?
Yeah.
And then you're up and then you don't have to worry about it. But it was a pretty cool situation. I guess they do it maybe every month or every 2 months or so.
It's
or
every 2 weeks.
Or every 2 weeks.
Lower Manhattan. It's starting to change now.
Oh,
it's going to change different venues now. You'd have to go check, look up Open Brain on Facebook, and then they'll keep you posted to where the new locations are. Because it's going to keep changing a little bit.
Does it change each time? Each 2 weeks?
Well, it used to be more specifically just downtown Manhattan.
Right.
Now that they're changing venues, they want to test out some new locations just to see if it's a different kind of energy, different kind of crowd.
Do you see Brooklyn in the future of Open Brain? Are they that open or not? It's Open Brain Manhattan.
Open Brain Manhattan now, but it could be Open Brain Brooklyn.
That has a better ring to it, right? Don't you think so?
Yes.
I think so too. So, and the name might even sound like Open Brain. What does it mean? But it really wasn't. It was not pretentious at all. Everyone was warmly welcome. It was. It was dynamic. I'm going to go off for a second here. I'm not a big fan of some of that millennial stuff. I kind of think you should maybe have like 10 years of performance in before you're allowed to actually hit the stage.
Jason.
Okay, it's coming out. There's a little bit of millennial stuff there. I'm like, like TMI kind of stuff. It's like, oh, you guys have no filters, you know. But the thing is, when I was 20, I had such a strong filter. I couldn't get anything up. Now this new generation of 20-year-olds, you know, now 25 years later, they just let it all come out. Yeah, so Open Brain, it's every couple of weeks, and yeah, so it was something to say, and it definitely was a high level of thought and creativity, but not pretentious at all, I think it was even if you don't perform, I think it'd be a good experience, much better than
just
going to
listen.
Some, but much better than going to some bar. I'll just leave it at that.
Open Brain,
better than open bar. So we're also joined in the studio here by Stephen Melson.
What's up, America?
Yo, now we're talking. Stephen is a musician and rapper. He also goes by the name of Freeze Frame. I've seen Stephen.
You're framed.
I've seen him at the at a club called the Footlight, which is here in Bushwick Ridgewood. More Ridgewood, it's on the right on the border of Bushwick Ridgewood. They have an actual open mic there on Mondays.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And so I'll tell you what, we'll get back to Christian and tell your story a moment. But Stephen, give us a little bit about where you're coming. Stephen was on guitar for those of you who don't have our video function.
I'm from Texas. I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm a southern man. He's trying to make his way in New York City. Oh yeah, me and Christian actually started working on one of my tracks, on my rap songs. And
yes.
Lately I've been trying to help him out, put music behind some of his a cappellas, which are really great.
Steve does it all! You don't understand!
I like your accent, though, for sure. Do you get a lot of comments on that in this town?
Man, they bust my balls hard here.
God.
God dang it.
Yeah.
Balls.
No, I mean, so Austin, Texas, home of the South by Southwest Festival. Actually, next week we're going to have a guest on who I think she goes by the name of Rocker Stalker, and so she's going to tell us about her upcoming trip to South by Southwest. We'll get a little bit more into that there. Have you ever done the South by Southwest Festival?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have a Planned Parenthood fundraiser on March 20th at the Vortex Bar during South by Southwest.
Is that in Austin or is that here?
That's going to be in Austin.
Oh, Vortex Bar is in Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, and you'll be down there for South by then?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the are you going down, Christian, to South by Southwest? Or are you going to take this one off?
No. Like, Steve has, this whole adventure he goes on, and then he comes back, and he's like, and I did all of this. And you're like, what? pack me the suitcase, take me with you. Like, why? Like, he's okay. Like, I just had to do
no,
that.
No, you
like,
got to do it. How are you getting down there, Stephen?
Flight.
Airplane. The modality of airplane. Yeah. And do you have a place to stay? Or you
yeah, I'm going to stay with my friends.
Good, good, good. Okay, because you know, I know some people down there. You know, if you, I was like 25 years ago, but they're reliable cats. I lived in Austin from little backstory. I lived in Austin from in 1992, back when it was still pretty weird. Went to Guadalupe Avenue or street, right? You know, and I shopped at that store called Wheatsville. Co-op on 30th. It's there. And I lived in these weird pink apartments. Me and my wife did. And we're paying $425 for a one bedroom, and which I had a good experience though. I started this band called all right, it's a little backstory. I started a band there called the Pancakes with Cheese.
Yes!
And it was with this guy. Maybe you know this guy, Steven. This guy's name is Charles. Do you know Charles?
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm best friends with Charles.
You better not be, because actually he was really bad news.
Really?
Yeah, Charles was about 40, and I was about 22 at the time. And this is a very long time ago. And Charles had this girlfriend who was 18, and I'm gonna start naming names because they might actually still be alive, although I kind of doubt it given their lifestyle. But anyway, Charles was shot by the cops, right? So he'd walk around with this cane. So I was shot by the cops because he was trying to run away from the cops. So they shot him. So he had this really bad limp, but he was involved in this lawsuit that he was gonna eventually, you know, get a bunch of money from the cops. It never happened. Anyway, so I started this band called the Pancakes with Cheese with Charles, and so we did it for about 6 months, and you know, we'd gigs at like the regular kind of, you know, lower level Austin clubs and stuff, and I could just tell it just wasn't happening, and it just, you know, really, I felt like Austin, Texas wasn't really warming up to my music. I had a pretty specific sound back then, and I remember I used to do shows, and people in the audience would yell things like, "Go back to England," you know, stuff like that, just because I'd wear these Beatle influences like really, really strongly on my sleeves. Not on my sleeve, on my sleeves. That's how strong the influences were. It was on both sleeves. Right? And so I realized after about 6 months, me and my wife Tina, that, okay, you know, Austin's not for us. Maybe we should go to, we thought Berkeley, California was going to be a place. We ended up in Seattle, Washington. It's 1992, so that, obviously that all made sense at the time. Seattle in the 90s was the place to be. Not much unlike Brooklyn in the teens, as we are now. We are always where we need to be.
Wow.
But before, I'll tell you a quick story here, and then I'm going to talk to Christian about some funny stories. I'm sure he's ready to share. So Charles, we were in this band called the Pancakes with Cheese. We had a bass player named John and a drummer named Ed, and we were pretty good actually. It was kind of like, you know, sort of like Brian Jones, Era Stones, and I thought we were okay, but it just wasn't the right time. You kind of get a feel for these things. Anyway, so I told Charles when we left, I said, you know, you can keep the band name, because he made up all the band stickers. You can keep the band name, but just because I just didn't really trust the guy, I said, just you know, we did pretty much 8 of my songs, 1 of his songs, and then we did Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. Okay, that was our set. So 8 of my songs, one of Charles' songs, and then Like a Rolling Stone, which Charles came up with. I mean, well, you know, he didn't. Well, anyway. He recommended that we did it because he knew it. He knew the chords. Anyway, so I told Charles, keep the band name. You know, keep all the rest of the guys. You know, keep, if you want the band name, if you think, you know, Pancakes with Cheese is going to be, you know, like the next, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. Yeah, keep the name. It's yours, right? Just do me a favor. Just because that's the thing. If you could write your own songs for the next phase of the band, and you know, just let me keep these songs for my neck. Of course, I don't do these songs anyway, but at the time, you know, I said, let me hang on to these songs, and you do your own songs, and we'll call it even. Yeah, man, no problem at all. Mm-hmm. So Tina and I, my wife, we're getting ready to leave Austin and move to Berkeley, and then move to Seattle. So 1992, and I had to go by Charles's house to get something or drop something off. I can't remember what the deal was. And in Austin, as you probably know, people just leave their windows open. They leave their doors open. You can just like drive up to someone's house, and you can kind of just. Of course, this is before the internet, before cell phones. People just go over to people's houses, you know, whatever. Just this, people actually talk to each other. It was great. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
And so we come up to Charles' house, and he's got the window open. Of course, it's the middle of winter, so it's like 90 degrees or whatever. And he's got the window open, and of course I hear a very familiar chord pattern. It sounds a lot like one of my songs. Oh, he's jamming on one of my songs. Okay, but, you know, that's cool. I can dig it. You know, there's only so many. You know, let me just wait this out for a minute. Then he does another one of my songs. He's searching this medley of all of my songs. I was like running them through for the jam, and I'm like, oh God, you know, I'm just gonna let this go. I don't think I even said anything about it. So, you know, let's let it go. He's gonna do what he wants to do anyway. And so, flash forward, 10 years later. Someone gives me this cassette that says Pancakes with Cheese on it. And they said, hey, Jason, this was back in Seattle. You know, they must have been down in Austin. Somehow they picked up one of these cassettes. He said, look at this. I got a cassette from your old band. It didn't look familiar. And so I looked at the cassette, Pancakes with Cheese. It said, you know, songs 1 through 7 written by Jason Bluegrass. He credited me as he did credit me, but he forgot my last name. So he credited me as Jason Bluegrass.
Wow.
And the songs are pop rock. It wasn't even bluegrass, but that's my pancakes with cheese Charles story. So
shots fired.
So Steve, if you know Charles, stay far away from him and stay away because the cops are coming for him. I'll tell you what. So we have Christian Baxter with us right now, and Christian is a New York City. I told you how we met at Open Brain, and this guy just took over the room, and I was immediately drawn to this cat, and we ended up chatting. And so Christian is an actor and a songwriter and a singer. And so you getting any work? You doing any acting stuff? Or I know it's a tough biz.
I gather we have to start building more different shows. What I'll do is I will jump right into a poem, more of our poem and song, what we've been working on. So just to show another avenue, another direction that I've been creating. So how about this? You're my star, you're my star, fly high. You're my star, you're my star, fly, fly. In that house is where we grew up, see, I passionately remember fried chicken and french fries. Finger looking good kept us warm inside those cold school nights. Ma came home late most nights. We saw Dad early. French toast or pancakes and a hit on the head if you didn't get up from bed. We were their stars. You're my star, fly high. You're my star, fly, fly. What about that fist pound when you did right in school? Math bees and spelling bees and presentations were some of the best things. On weekends were some of the best days. Mother was never afraid to come out to football games, shouting out to the other moms, that's my baby. You're my star, fly high. You're my star, fly, fly. It was Dad in the dark shades in the back cringing every time he saw his boy on the ground. Worried about if that would be his last, a blast from the past. Two rolled ankles ended his career in track and field, but he never let his anxiety suck us into propriety, preying on the unsuccessful. We were his stars. You're my star, fly high. You're my star, fly, fly. And when my sister would be the first to beat up on any boy who tried to disrespect her or me, Dad was always the first by her side. Ma was like, that's not ladylike, but took her to the back and said, you're strong like mama. I never had to worry. I had mama and papa and niece. And though this was all a dream to me, they'll always be. You're my star, fly high. You're my star, fly, fly. You're my star, fly, high. You're my star, fly, 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 high, fly, fly. So I'm just into creating stories with poetry, with song, with theater, with playwriting. And I have a younger brother. So to have, for me, to make that kind of, what would resonate better with that kind of poem, is just to say that it was a sister, because to express all four avenues of a family tree, the brother, sister, mother, and father, rather than just expressing both two brothers or two sisters. So it's just certain things I'll do just for effect, because it expresses more about what's going on than just one side of a full story. I'm sorry about that.
No, I love how you combine the spoken word and music and poetry and song outro in a one flawless segment. How about we, I always want to say something, how about we hear another song?
Oh, okay. Steve, we're going to do, let's do Can't Leave You Alone.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So again, you're listening to Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thought. Now we're going to change a little change of pace, folks. Something a little bit more bluesy this time. Because I can't leave. you alone. Now you're trifling, playing games, but when you speak, I can't leave you alone. Turn on me, then you tease, but when you speak, I can't leave you alone. It's kinda sad how far we've come. You turn on me, you showed me you could do it all alone. You told me you could let them take your style, your clothes, the way you act, your mood. Leave me to the side, treat me like a footstool. But I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you tease, but when you speak, I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you speak, I can't leave you alone. On Sundays it's pray for me. On Sundays it's stand by me. On other days it's why me. On the best days it's are you free, and on the worst days it's come for me. And I look at you with those same old eyes. I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you tease, but when you speak, I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you tease, I can't leave you alone. In my mind, it's the last time. In my soul, it's the first time. I can't say I love it, being the only time we can be together. But I'd much rather being together than being together. So I'm fine always together, but never really together forever, 'cause I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you tease, but when you speak, I can't leave you alone. You turn on me, then you tease.
Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. We're live here, joined in the studio
Thought
with
Patterns.
Christian Baxter and Stephen Melson. I think we've about 2 more minutes left. Do you want to give us one of those one more poem? I think my story about pancakes with cheese went on a little too long. I know. Everyone was like, "Oh God, wrap up the story." But Christian, give us one more poem and just to send us out. And thank you again for joining us on Radio Free Brooklyn. The show's called Thought Patterns.
I think I'll switch it up. I'll do a more of an a cappella one. I'll show more of the background.
Do it.
Here's a one that I had for the rappers out there. On her block, always running, never slowing down, cause slowing down could mean talking to him, I mean, having sex, I mean, having a fight, Wade, having a fight with dad, I mean, with her dad, yes, her dad, having a fight off her. Now she's running, running again, running a plan, in the middle of the night, maybe to dad, and the only thing he can say is, little girl blue, I see you, little girl blue, don't know what to do, little girl blue, where are you? Mama said, come on home. On the street corner, the boys are no different, selling themselves too, I mean, pants sagging, I mean, bandana wearing, I mean, streets sold him, I mean, gangs bought him, I mean, now he's stealing, now he's killing, wait, now he's killing? A boy's gotta eat, right? He can't run away, he's Ma's pride and joy, though he hurts her so he chooses to die or be jailed away to finally escape the pain. One day, another gun took him away, and the only thing he can say is, little boy blue, I see you. Little boy blue, don't know what to do. Little boy blue, where are you? Mama said, come on home. Then there's Timothy, a rising star. Oh, we know he was gonna go far. He's been talking Morehouse since the age of 4. See, some would call him average. Look at that smile. Always going to class. Never find him reaching for, Skittles. Wallet. License. Reaching in his pocket was a little too much. Wait. Didn't you ask him for identification? Please, you ain't patient. 3 shots fired and he's no different. The good or the bad, all the same slain. At the end of the day, only thing left to say was, little girl blue, I see you. Little boy blue, don't know what to do. Little one blue, where are you? Mama said, come on home. So, sped up version to you all out there, to you, Mr. JT. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
And my Steve all over Steve. It. Yes!
Thank you, gentlemen. Once again, you've been listening to Thought Patterns. My name is Jason Trachtenberg. Real quickly here, my band, the English Speakers US, will be playing at the Gutter on March 11th, along with Manchez, Joy of Monogamy, and Phil from Accounting. Thanks again to Stephen and Christian for joining us. You've been listening to Thought Patterns on Radio Free Brooklyn, radiofreebrooklyn.com. I wish you all a good week, and we will see you next Sunday of the first Sunday of the month. Thank you, and goodbye.